And we are joined by Emily Rayner here from Pint of Science to discuss. Emily, thanks for your time.
Thank you for having me.
No problem. So, can you tell us about Pint of Science? What is it essentially about?
Yeah, definitely. So, Pint of Science is this really fun festival that brings scientific research into local pubs all around Australia.
Fantastic.
Yeah, so so scientists get to speak about the latest in their research and what they do in a way that is really engaging. So you come along to the pub and there are games and there are trivia and the scientists talk about what they do in a really easy to understand way, which is really important. So it's for everyone. It's for the general community. You don't have to know anything about science. You can just be like, that topic sounds really cool to me.
Right. And so what do, you know, the normal misconceptions about scientists, and it's this kind of maybe not elite, but this kind of community that's not accessible to the public.
Yeah, is that the definitely. Normal? Yeah, I think there's a bit of a stereotype that scientists are a bit crazy or that we always wear lab coats or something like that. But
wait, you don't wear lab coats all the time?
Oh, there's different types of science. Not everyone wears a lab coat. Crazy.
Blow my mind. My God.
So, yeah, we're all about breaking down that barrier so people feel like they have an easy access to science. That's why it's in such a fun environment like a pub. And we're also all about showing what a scientist looks like. So all of our events are equal in that they have male and female speakers, which I think is really important because that's not always a platform that's available to everyone.
No, definitely women in STEM, we need to see more of them for
Woohoo,
sure.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I've been to Pint of Science myself and I still couldn't understand what was going on, but maybe that's just me. I feel like there was a big mix of people, lots of people.
Yeah, there's always there's people who are interested, there's people who've just maybe come off the street that day, there are people who are like pretty good experts in their field, but I think I think it's very varied and the speakers are usually really good at just being able to talk to everyone.
Yeah, a lot of passionate people.
Yeah,
all debating.
A lot of passionate people.
It was fun to watch. Okay, and so how would you say this year is different, this year's Pint of Science? What's different about this year?
Yeah, so specifically for Sydney, because that's where we are, what's new this year is that we've expanded one of our events to Parramatta in the Collector Hotel. And I think that's really exciting to be out in Western Sydney. We have a talk out there that I'm really excited for at the Collector Hotel next Wednesday. We've got two people talking about the psychology of music and what that means for your well-being, and also a neuroscientist talking about beauty in the eye of the beholder, and he's looking I think at flowers. Ooh. Which is very cool.
Okay.
That's kind of what's new and happening.
Nice. Okay, and how can we get involved, I guess, is the last question.
Yeah, come along. So tickets are available at our website, which is www.pintofscience.com.au. And yeah, grab a ticket, come along to a pub around to close to you. There is four in the Sydney CBD and then one out in Parramatta, as I said.
Okay, so we're looking at more accessible topics then, because I was thinking more like gravitational waves and black holes. Are we covering that this year? Because that was big.
I think, yeah, so there are a lot of different topics that happen.
Yeah.
So we cover like your traditional atoms to galaxies is what we call it. So it's like physics, chemistry, maths, astronomy. We also have topics about your mind, so neuroscience, psychology, psychiatry. We have topics on the human body, so our body, our medicine, health, and then our society. So a little bit, you know, topical politics and law history and that sort of thing. And then we have the biology, so the planet Earth, which is, you know, plant science, zoology. And then we also have Tech Me Out, which is biotechnology, robotics, computers. So there is something for everyone, I like to think. Yeah.
That's a huge spectrum of topics.
Yeah.
But I guess you should kind of push yourself and go to something you know nothing about. I think that would be the best plan.
Yeah. And like, it's a lot of fun. There's trivia, there's games, you can win prizes. And if you learn something along the way, that's awesome. If you just get to meet a scientist and be like, I know someone and I heard them speak about this really cool topic, like, I think that's great.
It's fantastic. All right. Well, Emily, thank you so much for your time today. It's been a pleasure talking to you.
Thank you.
Thank you.